but it's anywhere I go. What's the door order?
Thanks, Robert. We closed stress and leisure centres, I'm sure everybody here is aware, at the end of November, following concerns raised by officers about risks to users. And what I just said right at the beginning is that our priority and our primary concern is ensuring that users are safe.
Exactly.
And that we meet. We were advised by engineers that we should close the building, and we did so.
Why didn't you keep it in a decent state?
Okay. I think as everybody is aware.
Can we have an order? People from the back can't really hear, so I understand how frustrated everybody is.
Why is the annual report?
Can I suggest we're going to have a roving mic for questions in a little while? Let's do the council's case now, and then you can ask whatever questions you want. So let's give a few minutes to actually hear what the council have to say, defend the current position, and then I think you'll all have a chance to come back on that one.
Okay, thank you. We do realise how extremely frustrated and indeed angry people are about this. We felt it was necessary to close the centre. We acted on very clear advice from engineers and from officers. I did so. I think many of you will be aware that we did so following there was a crack in the ceiling. I think Peter could talk a little bit more about that, where the ceiling appeared to be coming away over the pool, which was obviously dangerous and wasn't something we were prepared to take any risks about. The centre was closed. A structural survey was subsequently done to try and assess the extent of the damage, and we are still considering the best options, the best way following discussions about the findings of that survey. In terms of Clapham closing at the same time, Clapham is something I'd actually like Liv to talk a little bit more about, but Clapham is a major development which we're delighted to have brought that degree of investment into the borough. That is a strategic plan. We weren't able to halt the plan to develop Clapham at the same time, simply because there was the unforeseen closure of the Stress and Leisure Centre. So we weren't able to predict that. We didn't expect that to happen. It's extremely unfortunate. And we're looking at every possible route to try and find a way of mitigating the impact of there being two of our leisure centres closed
three.
At the same time.
And Brixton as well.
Brixton is not closed.
Brixton's open for 2 hours for swimming during the daytime.
You can't go there full of kids because they're displaced.
There was a short-term piece of work taking place at Brixton, and we secured investment of about £650,000 from various bodies, including Sport England and the Council, to improve access to the swimming pool at Brixton for families and for disabled users. Had we halted the work at Brixton, we would have given up that money, and it would have meant that the facilities would have been considerably less good for those people and for those groups, and that was something we felt we could not reasonably do, and that is why the work at Brixton again is happening at the same time. Now that work is going very well and to schedule. We expect that to be finished within the month, and then the facilities at Brixton will be fully working again. We've also managed to secure a temporary pool from the GLA, which is located on the old Lillian Bayliss site.
What size is that, please?
It's a site in Kennington.
What size is the pool, please?
Oh, what size is it? It is a learner's pool.
It's 12 metres, yes? It's a distance between me and you, almost.
Mr Cobb, other people want to contribute later.
However, what it is doing is it's being used by community groups, by learners' groups. We're providing free summer lessons for children and adults in the evenings and at weekends, and it's being fully used by schools during the day, so that is being very well used in the meantime. We are also looking at getting temporary provision of leisure facilities in place in the longer term in the Streatham area.